Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body, where we go through your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook, take the index, and go through them one by one and tell you exactly what they are. We are on the letter A, and today's word is, what is it?
Acrosome reaction.
Ooh, okay. What is acrosome reaction?
I think that's the first time I've introduced a topic for this series.
It's because I forgot what it was.
Yeah. Okay, so this is building on the acrosome, which we did earlier. Mm-hmm. So this is basically physiology now. So this is a process that has to happen to the acrosome in the sperm to induce fertilization at the egg.
Oh.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yeah, and so just very quickly, the acrosome is the head of the sperm.
Yep.
Contains lysosomes.
The crash helmet.
Right, the crash helmet, which contains enzymes,
yep.
Crashes the head into the egg, helps to digest sort of the outer layer,
yep.
Moves away, then it can inject the DNA into the egg.
Brilliant.
So the acrosome reaction is that process, is it?
More or less.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the specifics.
Okay, first discovered probably by Herman Foll in starfish sperm.
Nice.
But
I said it like that.
He probably misidentified it. He found that there was a projection that happened around the point of fertilization, but he thought it came.
Whoa, a projection.
He thought it came from the egg, but in fact, it actually came from the sperm.
Like he sees it in the egg or this sort of.
He
like
thought it was in moved. The egg when it was fertilizing.
Right.
It was an egg thing,
yeah.
But it was actually the sperm. And so it wasn't. It wasn't until it was clarified by Jean Clark Dan in 1952.
Mm.
In this case, it was sea urchin sperm.
Right. So people love getting sperm from sea creatures, don't they?
Yeah. Love this. Right.
It's odd.
So in this case, the sperm that came into contact with – came probably is not the right term. into contact with the contents from the egg and
yeah.
all the other material that was coming out with the egg, if the sperm swam through that material,
yeah.
it would start to create that acrosomal reaction. So before it got to the egg to fertilize it, if it swam through the material, which presumably would
material?
Be the secretion of the ovulation. So like, so the material, the fluid that's coming out during ovulation.
Yeah.
If it could swim through or have exposure to this, it would then start the acrosomal reaction going. And then it would get to that kind of projection.
So from the release of the egg through the fallopian tubes, it's not just the egg moving through. There's going to be a
– Yeah, but remember in the sea urchin, if
yes.
you didn't know this,
yeah.
it would be outside the body. It's going to be in the water.
Stupid me yeah. forgetting my sea urchin physiology.
That's right. So it's not internal.
How does this help us with humans?
Okay, all right. So how does it happen in humans? That's yes. the big question.
That's actually all we care about.
Okay. All right. So can you just quickly run through ovulation in 30 seconds?
Yes. Day 14 of the female menstrual cycle, the ovum
yep.
Will project an egg. It will leave a body called the corpus luteum.
Yep.
And that egg will be projected out, picked up by this little fimbriae, which will
fallopian tube.
That's right. Pull the egg into the fallopian tube or the uterine tube, and it will make its way through the uterine tube where it will maybe come across sperm. Uterine tube.
So this ovum, is it just on its own or is it surrounded by some friends?
The ovum is surrounded by
the corona radiata. Remember all those cells that sit around it?
Yes.
So now let's say the sperm is coming up the uterine tract.
Yep.
As it's coming up the tract, the sperm itself will go firstly through a process called capacitation, which is kind of washing the head of the sperm to prepare it for potential fertilization. Okay. So this is just
so
removal.
So like having a shower before a date.
Exactly. Right. I like that. Okay. I like that. So as it's becoming closer to the ovum with all the corona radiata, then the acrosomal reaction will start. Right. So it seems that in exposure to these cells, the reaction will start to begin.
Yep.
And what essentially happens is the enzyme of the acrosome, the first part, is hyaluronidase. Okay. So what that kind of does, this is the best way I can think of it, these corona radiata cells, which are outside the egg itself, they're like, maybe you could say, like bouncers or protectors. And so the start of this enzyme is it's like beating through it with a machete.
Okay.
So it's like smashing
crack
its way
it into
through
the egg.
It's nowhere near the egg yet. It's getting through the cells around the egg.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's beating its way through, okay, until it gets to this outer coating of the egg called the zona pellucida, which is called the jelly coat.
Yeah.
So it then binds to this and has special receptors called the ZP3 and ZP2.
Of course.
Zona pellucida 3 and 2.
Yeah.
When it binds to that,
number one,
what happens is almost like the acrosome dissolves instantaneously. And what it then does is just burrows a hole through the jelly coat or the zona pellucida. So as it's moving through, its tail's wagging and it's pushing its way through the zona, which takes a few minutes.
Yep.
Okay. And then what it does is it binds to the ovum membrane. And then the final part of the acrosome reaction occurs, and that essentially causes the fusion of the sperm membrane with the egg membrane. Okay. And then essentially what will happen is the DNA from the sperm will get shot into the ovum. As this happens, and this is an interesting point, the egg goes into depolarization. So the whole egg depolarizes, and that then turns off the possibility of any other sperm getting in and turns it all off.
Interesting.
And so now as the DNA comes in, the egg then finishes off its last part of meiosis II, and then you get the fertilization.
Brilliant.
Some clinical points to this. Well, if you wanted to use the IVF, which is a process of fertilizing outside the body, you would actually need to create this acrosomal reaction pretty much before you can do the fertilization. And that would require certain steps to occur. Otherwise, the egg won't be fertilized very successfully in vitro as well.
Oh, interesting.
So that is the acrosomal reaction.
Great job.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.